and welcome to our second collaboration of Free of Fear, Full of Joy and Julie Elizabeth of Bijou Podcast. Woo! Hello, Julie.
Hello, darling.
Hello, darlings. Oh my gosh, so excited. Our last show was fantastic. We really got deep. We really got to the what it is in our inner self. But this time we're going to get a little crazier. I don't know about crazier, but we're just going to talk about friendships after 40.
After a certain age,
you know, some bloom and become better and some wilt and end. And
like our new one.
Our new one is
we're
blooming.
We're getting closer.
I know. It's so exciting. So we're just exploring that because it is very interesting that sometimes you meet people that you felt like you've known forever. And then people you've known forever, you're like, I don't know you anymore.
Who
are you?
Mm-hmm.
And you're going in two different directions and you can't find equanimity or a space to come together.
Something about when the going gets tough, right? People are different when it's hard times.
True.
It changes them.
Or people become uncomfortable with your, just to put it simply, you're leveling up.
Right.
You know, and it could be something small, a new car. It could be new boobs. What? It could be, you know, that could make a bitch mad.
Sure.
You know it is.
It could be.
Going blonde. It could be anything. You never know.
Not dyeing your hair.
Oh, we did talk about that. We did.
I don't fit in.
Girl, and I just want to keep going lighter and lighter and lighter. So let's just acknowledge we did the evolution of friendships. And how many differences? What did you really notice in like your 20s and 30s that are different now in your friendships?
So much different.
Right?
I don't know if it's because I've been trying to grow.
You're right.
I'm not sure the reason fully, but right. I think that's part of it. Just in the 20s, your friendships are going to be for about having fun.
Partying right? bullshit.
Going out, having fun, you know.
Meeting men.
I mean, I still go out to this day, but it's different levels.
I do too. We've been out together, girl.
Yeah. Recently.
Yeah.
But in the 20s, it's like it's all fun and I guess when you're talking to your girlfriends, you're talking about, right? What's the subject? You're talking about what you did when you're going out again.
Right.
And, you know, if you're married in those years, then it's about the woes of what you're going through, the changes, adjustments, getting used to living with someone, all of those things.
Right.
And so but the point is, it's pretty light. I mean, what you're talking about, the issues are not. I don't know. I feel like life wasn't as heavy.
No, life definitely wasn't heavy in my 20s. Everything was about going out and work.
Right.
You know, work.
Oh, yeah.
Going
work
out.
Drama.
Work drama, going out. Work drama, going out. And then intermingled in that is like, he really thought he could pull that on me. You know, that because there's always, and because I'm going to use the term like, you know, guy drama. You know, I'm not going to use the term man or boy, guys.
Yeah.
Because there's that space in between.
Mm-hmm.
The guy drama, which was the thing that might have been most of the conversation about. And then our 30s, it was, you know, kids.
Things started
husbands,
to get a little more serious.
You know,
people talk more about their goals.
Right. And we started to acquire a taste for wine at that point.
Yes.
You know, because before it was just, you know.
Mixed drinks
and weed, you know. So, but other than that, like, there wasn't much. But once I got older than that and things got, you know, I got divorced. I was single again. I made some different career moves. And there was an element of competition. Not from me, but from friends who hadn't been married and hadn't had kids yet, because like what we talked about previously, they hadn't done the work to heal themselves. And so there was a lot of projection on to me at that point. Did you ever feel that kind of,
you know, weirdness? I feel like you gave me a little insight just now, because I'm like, that is what was going on in those late 30s.
Yeah.
It was competition, but I wasn't participating in the competition. We talked about how we're both the kind of person that I try to do better than myself from last time.
Right.
I'll review whatever I did before, and or I'll wake up in the morning and go, oh, I shouldn't have done that. Next time I'm going to be better about that. I want to honor people, do good in the world, you know.
I just want to compete with myself.
Right, but it's true. There is some level of, I do think women are complicated in terms of emotions.
Yes.
And I did feel, I wasn't very good at making friends at a young age.
Mm-hmm.
And there wasn't much example of how to relate well in mm-hmm. friendships. So I will say I was quite shy when I was little.
Mm-hmm.
And not really, I never developed like a conniving type of personality in terms of trying to play chess with people and stuff.
Right.
But I realized over the years that some people are playing chess in friendships. Women are complicated because of emotions and the fact that they can say different things to different people. They can chameleon. They can, you know, give you an impression of something and then, right?
Like I had this friend that would, that would call. And when you're younger, you have big groups of friends because you're all going out together. And she would call all of us and ask us all what we were wearing so she could wear something skimpier and sluttier.
Right.
Than everybody else to be the center of attention.
Yes.
And we've started figuring it out. And so I'd be like, oh, I'm not sure. I might wear this and this. But we'd never tell her what we were actually going to wear. Then what she wanted to do, then she upped her game and wanted everybody to meet at her house. So she wouldn't be dressed. So she would want to see Mm-mm. what we were all wearing before we went out.
I mean, never thought of it
as a
contest.
So if you're talking about chess, that was chess, baby.
Oh.
It was crazy. So, yeah, the 20s had that kind of thing. And 30s, it was, my kid's better than your kid kind of thing. my kid's going to be so much smarter than your kid. My
what
kid's going to go to a better
stick,
school.
Yeah,
measuring
because
stick. And
you
I'd
don't
be like,
think
I don't
about
know,
the
he like still eats glue.
Right.
Like, I don't know what he's going to be.
Definitely people would be like, my kid's already enrolled in preschool and they're, a year and a half in.
And
you're like, isn't preschool when you're four? They're like, no, we go to the preschool and they're starting at two. And you're like, okay.
Or like he's already on the waiting list mm-hmm. and he's 6 months old, or she's already, enrolled in this, Russian ballet school. And I was just kind of like, I don't even know if they like that. We're just going to try some things. So there was that level of thing. But also the beautiful part of 30s was we were very secure. We had our own money, we had our own homes, we that sort of thing. So there was more like, come over, we're gonna barbecue, or that was the underside of all of that. But the great part was like, couples nights, and you've built a more diverse friend group because you've got, the boyfriends and husbands involved in it, and you're all like doing things and meeting and going out, which was great. Now your group size has doubled.
Yes.
Because now you've got all these amazing other people that are involved, partners and so on and so forth. And so that was a great part of 30s. And then after that, like I said, it was kind of like, do I even want to go out?
Why do you think that?
I think that the pressure there's a point where like, you've got a mortgage, a second mortgage.
So it's about saving money.
It's about saving money.
Frugal.
So, yeah. And prioritizing what's important. And going out isn't as important. But there are those friends who live off of going out.
True.
And so there was a disconnect in that group of women who wanted to continue to go out. And I would be like, once a month. If it was something really cool, then you would get me out of the house. But otherwise, I'd be like, come over, let's drink wine.
I mean, My mom says friends are people who you have things in common with. So as soon as you stop having things in common with them, don't be surprised if those friendships start to float away, right?
Right. So how do you nurture friendships in your 40s? How do you nurture friendships in your 40s?
I think one thing is a breakdown of my ego.
Yeah.
Because, and the reason I say that is because I actually thought I was helping people and like, I'm going to give them the advice that will solve their problems. And then realizing that I don't have everybody's answers.
Some people don't want your help.
And sometimes they're happy where they are. They wanted to just let it out, but they're not going to change those things.
Right.
Either, you know, and there are reasons for that. Sometimes it's not practical. Sometimes they're not at a point where they feel strong enough.
Right.
Sometimes it's, you know, a trade-off. So they're willing to be in that situation as sacrifice because of what they get, right? So, you know, learning that I'm not integral to anyone's life.
Like you can't save everybody.
Right.
Like I thought I gave advice everywhere. I always felt that I needed to be needed to feel value.
Right.
And so now I listen to people and I go, and then if they say to me, what would you do? Then I say, do you really want to know what I would do? Or do you want to know what I think you should do?
Right.
So that's my new thing that I say to people because, yeah, not everybody wants your help and not everybody wants your advice.
Mm-hmm.
And some people just want to vent. I just wish that people would say, I just want to vent. I don't want anybody.
Yeah, and part of it too, you know, we sense each other, right? Mm-hmm. People can sense each other.
Right.
If you pay attention to
the
patterns,
right,
then you can just say in your mind, I know this is just venting versus I know this person's telling me all the detail because they want me to give them the best possible ideas of what they think would be the best idea to do, right? So it's like identifying what your friends need in the friendship.
And not what you want
and not what you think you need to do necessarily.
So, you know, sometimes those situations when you give someone advice and they don't take it, and then you feel personally offended that they didn't take your advice. And so then you have a disagreement. And so how do you mend the friendship after you've had a disagreement with someone?
I think it's communicating like where you played a role in whatever happened, whether you stepped on their toes or whether they perceived you did something.
Right.
And to acknowledge that, acknowledge where they're at and how they feel and to talk about how you can do it better, do it differently. You know, letting them know that you care enough to pay attention to what
and
would be best.
And so at that point, like, okay, so you've had a disagreement and, you know, you guys have gotten past it and then something happens, one of you, both, you know, something that isn't pleasant. Like, do you lean on your friends, you know, for support in challenging times, or are you like an internalist? Are you someone that just like holds it in and wants to talk about after it's over, or do you talk to people while it's going on?
I mean, I think I'm no pro. I'm not like the authority in friendship.
I'm just asking what you would do.
Yeah, I just think I try to say things in the moment as much as I can now, because if you filter it too much, it doesn't come out the way it should have.
Right.
It's almost like sometimes I'm like, I didn't think to say that. The universe or, you know, spoke through me.
Right.
It was like whatever came out of my mouth was what they needed to hear just now. I don't know.
You're like, wow, that was profound. Sometimes like I say that
later.
To, wow.
Or I've even been talking with someone and going, man, I don't know what to do. And as I'm talking, I solve my own problem.
Yep. So that's a form of self-awareness, like being self-aware in your friendships. Like sometimes you just need to talk to them and you go, you know what? I just figured it out. Thank you for letting me say that to you, right?
Well, yeah, or they could even raise a question about something that occurred to them that I didn't think of, and then I incorporate their idea and I've got my solution.
Right.
You know, friendships have a purpose. It's not just to like live and let live.
You know, I think that my friendships after 40 have given me so much more strength vision and just internal power than the friendships I had when I was younger.
Yes.
I feel so much more of myself. I feel like I can be more of myself at the friendship with the friendships that I have right now. And in that, like, you come up with ways to keep that friendship fun and alive, and like start, like, you know, do regular activities or like have traditions. Does your friend group, because I have been lucky enough to be invited into your friend group, and I love, love, love those ladies. Shout out. Shout out.
Hey, ladies.
I know. Hey, ladies. You know who we're talking to. but yeah, like activities, traditions, things that you do, like, you know, it's July, we're going to blah, blah, blah. Do you have things like that that you do?
I think we do have traditions for mm-hmm. sure. We have mm-hmm. like the pre-party, mm-hmm. right?
The pregame.
Not only do you save money, but you get out all of your angst.
Right.
Since the last time you talked, yeah. you get it out. And mm-hmm. then, you know, and you just have a light couple drinks. And then when you go out, you're ready to enjoy the time. Yeah. You know, that tradition I really enjoy.
Yeah.
You know, but you get so much inspiration. At this point in our lives, I get yeah. more inspiration from friends.
Right.
Because right. we've now been sorting and choosing as we go
right.
the best friends
yes.
for our lives.
That's true.
And so that's the biggest thing I get now is inspiration. Yeah. Just, I feel like this is good.
Yeah.
You know, I don't have to worry that anyone's going to backstab me or compete with me right. or, you know,
they're cheering for
waste
you.
My time.
Yeah, they're cheering for you.
Yeah.
My friend group, we do have traditions. We always do... we do one girl trip a year. It's never at the same time. And we pick a place and do that. And then we always do a dinner for each one. Well, we do one for our girlfriend whose birthday is in June. And the rest of us, all of our birthdays in October. So we do one for all three of us. So we've got those two dinners and that big, the big girls trip. But we do that every year. We try to squeeze in other dinners, but sometimes they don't come together. Sometimes it's two of us, sometimes it's four of us, but not always. But I find that I find that in this era of the friendships, the new ones that are blooming, the ones that I've had for a long time, that inspiration, of course, is one, but I feel really enlightened.
Yes.
I feel really enlightened, and I feel surrounded by the power and the energy of really amazing women that
yes.
that inspire, enlighten, encourage, and support, which you don't have when you're younger necessarily. I'm speaking for myself, but those are things. And I think that especially now, the movement now is, you know, women supporting women, women being encouraging women, body positivity, all those things that I've always felt for myself. But now that it's becoming a spread, it's spreading, I love it.
Yes.
I love it. My other favorite thing is, and I got this from a comedian, some more, go young bitch, go. I am not mad at y'all. Like, just invite me to the party. I just want to come see. I'll be the auntie in the corner. That's all I want to do. Like, I love seeing young girls go. I love it so much. But just in wrapping this up, female friendships are so very important.
Absolutely.
And if you're a woman who's not surrounded by good women, then change your circle. Go to a book club. Go to a bookstore. Go to the farmer's market. You know, go to, you know, some, you know, random, you know, women's empowerment meeting and meet some good women. You don't have, just because you've known someone a long time doesn't mean that you have to continue to be friends with them if they are not positive for you. So take it from us. Find your circle of enlightening, empowering, supportive women. With that, we're going to end Free of Fear, Full of Joy. Can you say it with me three times?
Absolutely.
Okay, here we go. Free of fear, full of joy. Free of fear, full of joy. Free of fear, full of joy. Bye, darlings.
Bye.
Love you. Yay.